Yeah, I mean, the coach did a good job of letting us know, like, what we're leading the league in and this, that, and the other. But, I mean, that's just one thing. It's just a matter of doing it for 16 weeks.
Obviously, the point of the bye is to get away physically and mentally to rest your mind. But you're obviously going to think about the team a little bit. When you think about some of these tangible things that make this unit good, what's really going to stick to you?
I mean, what's really going to stick is we know we're one of the strong points of this team, the defensive line. I can see for me and my defensive lineman that, you know, we gotta get away. But in the last game, we got some guys injured and some guys beat up. So it's just a matter of trying to get back and then get everyone full speed and ready to go.
Not just the defensive line, but the offensive line. Combined carrying Vincently and sacks. Is it, you think the reason you guys, two teams, both sides playing well up front, is that a big reason why you guys are off to the start?
It's a huge reason. I mean, that's one of the first things you learn as playing defensive line, that it all begins up front. Like, who's over offensive, defensive line of most of them on the field is going to pretty much get a lot of wins. So as long as we continue to be the strong part of the team, you know, we can have a lot of success.
Thank you. Is it extra special being 5-0 going into the bye week?
Yes, it's super special being 5-0 going into the bye week. You know, I know we're going to have a lot of conversation about football talk while we're gone, so a lot to talk about. But, I mean, we can't get too lax. We got to enjoy this time and use this time to heal up, try to clear our minds a little bit. But, you know, we got to come back with the same purpose that we started with, and that's to, you know, try to win all of them.
What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to relax. I'm going to sit back and watch a lot of television. You know, see the family, eat a lot of food. That's all I'm going to do.
You got anything in particular you want to watch?
No, nothing in particular. I mean, of course I'm going to watch all the games on Sunday. You know, finish doing some scouting, you know, on national television. But besides that, just relax, just, you know, let my body heal up some more and try to come back this last 11 games and try to, you know, try to get a little bit more, add a little bit more to my repertoire when I take the floor.
People talked about how you wouldn't hold up and all this. Right now you're probably the healthiest of the starting four, aren't you?
Yes, I'm holding up pretty good. So, I mean, that was just talk, but just now, just ready to just, you know, when I get back, try to see what else I can do more to, you know, help the team out.
How you feel, man?
Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling real good. I mean, I have to do a lot of work this week. Just did some, you know, hit the weights and did some cardio stuff, but the main thing is to come back healthy, because, like I said, in this last game, had a lot of guys go down, a lot of guys get a bunch of nicks, so just a matter of just healing up and then come back and see what we got to do.
How do you feel at this point last year?
It was different because I was more worn down last year at this point because I was playing a lot more plays and didn't really have like a lot of time off. But, you know, they've been taking care of me this year around this point, and I feel like I can come back and do a lot more.
How many snaps a game you play in approximately?
I've been playing around 40 to 45 snaps a game, which is pretty decent. They probably want me to play a little less, but I don't know. I don't think I can do that. I want to try to be that much as I can just to try to get better.